movement, and meditation. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Movement and meditation. When a person thinks of meditation, they usually think of being quiet, being peaceful, sitting in a very meditative way, being cross-legged on the floor, or sitting gently in a chair, or being in church to meditate, or being in the quietness of the peace of life. But I say that's just a small part of meditation. Meditation is getting active, getting alive, getting thrilled with life, and being active and doing things in life. Meditation is movement. Meditation is life. Now, when we meditate, we sit and we listen to the divine within. And the divine within is always doing wonderful things to us, sharing wonderful ideas with us, inciting us and exciting us to all sorts of wonderful experiences. But do we hear it? Do we hear it? Many times we drift off to sleep, and that's part of meditation too. Many times we become so quiet, we don't know what we're listening to. We aren't really realizing that meditation is tuning in to our divine radio station, tuning in to our divinity, tuning in to who and what we are. If you want to be a little more modern, you might say tuning in to your divine television set. Yes, tuning in is a very active, it's a very living, it's a very vital, it's a very dynamic activity, meditation. When you meditate, you think about. You think about things. You're not sleeping, you're not off the track, you're not sort of slowed down. You're very active. You're vital, you're alive. You're listening to that wonderful story that's going on inside of you. At least that's what I'm doing. I'm listening to that wonderful story that's going on inside of me constantly. It's a new episode, it's a new serial, it's a new talk, it's a new idea that's radiating into my consciousness. And I'm alive and alert and aware of it, and it is wonderful. I feel so good about it. I feel so open to it. I feel so receptive to it. Yes. Movement and meditation go together. Movement and meditation are symbolic of one another. Now, it's not necessarily that you're out walking. That can be. You can be driving your car. You're driving a route that you know so well. And then all of a sudden you say, how did I get here? Because you drive it with your subliminal thinking, and you're aware and you're awake and you're alert to your car. You're not asleep, but you've been thinking about many different things. Your mind has been on many different avenues of thought. You've been thinking, and sometimes you even forget where you're going. This because your meditation is going on even while you're driving. I don't recommend not being totally alert while you're driving, but I am telling you that that's what you do. You go for a walk, and you're not thinking about how you're moving your feet, or you're not thinking about where the sidewalk is, or where the pathway is, or where the roadway is that you're on. You're off into some other subliminal thought. You're off into some other area of attitude, area of meditation. Meditation is to think about, and we think about hundreds and thousands of things every day of our life. We are into so many realms of thought, into so many realms of awareness. To be really an effective meditator, we train ourselves to be one-pointed in our thought. We train ourselves to be one-pointed in listening. Now, if we can be one-pointed in listening within, if we can be one-pointed in listening to the divine within us, we'll find magic and miracles are taking place, because it's a matter of tuning in. Now, if I'm going to take my remote control from my television and clip here and clip there, and it's called surfing the television, or surfing the web, or surfing whatever you're doing, and you're going from one station to another station, because I don't look it up in the TV guide or in the various other sources I have to know what programs are on. And I'm flashing from here, and I'm flashing from there, and flashing from the other. Now, that's all well and good for television. That's what we do most of the time with our thinking and our meditation, too. We just go popping from here to there to another thing. Whereas if we were truly to tune in, now let's just say we're tuning in to our divine self. Now, our divine self is on one station. It's on one tuning in. It's not many things, it's one thing. And so as we tune in to this one thing, what we are doing is we are being one-pointed. And we're going to get great results. Now, it's tempting to switch channels. It's tempting to think other thoughts than our meditative thought. But when we do that, we divert ourselves from the path that we want to walk. When we tune in to listening to who we are, we listen to that inner voice that says, you're wonderful, you're great, you're healthy, you're vital, dynamic, and live, you're wise, you're brilliant, you're beautiful. You see, you listen to that, and that's your reality. That's who I am. That's who all of us really are. That's the being that we want to express in every way in our life. And the way we do it is to be one-pointed on it, is to be one-pointed in thinking about it while we're doing anything. Now, we can be walking along the path. We can be out of doors, or we can be on our treadmill. We can be doing anything that we want to do. And as we do this, what are we doing? We are not concentrating on our walking. We're not concentrating on the weather. We're not concentrating on the birds singing in the trees nearby. We're not concentrating on our dog walking just behind our knee. We're not concentrating on the cars going by or airplanes overhead or whatever there is to concentrate on. We're concentrating only on listening within. And all of a sudden, we find ourselves at some very high level of awareness. And we feel a goodness just permeating our body, just making us feel like, oh, all is right with the world. Everything is glorious and everything is good. And the more we let ourselves think on this, the more we realize just how wonderful we are, just how grand we are. And as we do that, as we think about just how grand we are, we find that life is really quite exciting. Life is really quite revealing and quite fulfilling. We find that the dreams that we have had begin to not only be a dream, they're turning into reality. We see the way clearly to experience these dreams that we had before, because now they are a reality. We have learned that in movement, in meditation, we are very tied in to who we are. We can move around, we can walk, we can do anything we want to do, but let our concentration be one-pointed on tuning to that inner station, tuning to the divine within. Tuning to the divine within is lots of fun. It's lots of imagination going on there. Because in the process, We will tune in to other stations. We'll tune in to, well, what's the family doing today? How's my mother doing? How is my family? How are my children doing? How is my wife? How is my husband? How are the people in my world responding to me? How is the traffic going on around me? How are the birds? Oh, they're so pretty to hear them singing. Oh, yes, it's so wonderful. And we think of all these things. Now, these are all good. These are all positive. These are all uplifting. But we do not keep doing that. We let that go. That's like something that has come and gone. We're just surfing the television stations, or surfing the mental television stations, and just going one after the other after the other. And then, as we've let them all go, then there's sort of a stillness that comes into us. It's a feeling of, yes, I feel good. I don't feel anything, really. I don't feel my body. I don't feel my mind. I don't feel intent. I don't feel tension. It's a lot of don't feelings, but you don't feel anything. What do you feel? What you feel when you enter into meditation, and it really sinks in, when you tuned in the right station, so to speak, it's the station where you feel peace. You feel peace within yourself. It has no word for it. It has no definition. It has no picture. You feel peace. You feel at one. You feel a goodness within you. And there's no goodness in comparison to badness or comparison to wishful thinking or anything. It's just a goodness. You feel a delight. You feel a happiness that is just unbounded. And you feel a giggle in your heart and a giggle in your mind. You just feel, oh, so good. And as you feel, oh, so good, you know you're tuned in to your divine station. You know that in your meditation, whether you're moving or standing still, whether you're laying down or sitting down, or whether you are crawling along, or whether you're swimming, whatever you're doing, you're meditating, you've tuned into that inner channel, and everything on the outer is perfect because the inner is perfect, and you've tuned into the inner, and the inner is what observes all on the outer. So you let go of this all on the outer. And though you might be in movement, or you might be stopped, whatever you might be doing, you're at peace. If you stop at a park bench and you sit down, and your dog is at your knee, your dog's not begging for your attention. Your dog is just sitting there, reveling in this meditative oneness that you have. When you are at peace, you can be sure your dog is at peace. He's not eager to pull or run or go. He just wants to be at your side. He wants to be in your aura, in your charisma of peace. When this happens to you, you can be sure you're on the right wavelength. Now, on that wavelength, tune in to all of the magical things that are delighting you. Don't ask and look for answers. Just know that you know. And when you know that you know, then you do know. Then all of your questions, all of your searchings are answered. Now, what we want to do is to live in this state of consciousness, in this state of inner tuned-in meditation. Oh, we can live our life quite readily and quite properly and quite happily, even in the state of meditation, but it just means to be peaceful. to be at one with yourself, to reveal to yourself just how wonderful you are and how great it is to be who you are. This only comes when you let go. This only comes when all is at peace for you and your world. This only comes when there is nothing else that matters to you. Be that today. Be that now. And realize that movement and meditation can be coexistent, but meditation will always take over in the real picture that you have. Know that for yourself now. And as you know that for yourself, realize that you do know what peace is. You do know what oneness is. You do know who you are. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.